Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Happenings in a salon in Paris are to affect Louis Prevost very deeply. Even though at this moment he is miles away on the island of Corsica with his mother, where they wait for news of his twin brother Lucien, wondering whether he is alive or dead. These happenings in Paris concern Emilie Latouche, who is betrothed to Louis. Already she has received a shock when Louis tells her that he has been disinherited by his uncle. She immediately begins to show extraordinary interest in the much-talked-of Captain Chateau Renaud, who has recently made an appearance in fashionable circles in Paris. One night in the palm court of one of the salons during a reception, Renaud urges Emilie to elope with him.
Well, Emilie.
Captain Renaud, you almost sweep me off my feet.
And that is just what I want to do. I'd like to pick you up in my arms at this moment and race you up to Toulon. A ship of mine is at the quay there, Emilie. A ship that could take us both to England for our honeymoon. Come, Emilie, make your decision. Escape with me now.
How? Now?
Yes, why not?
But Paul, I have no clothes, except what I stand up in. And... Oh, Paul, you are an overwhelming man. You almost make me lose my breath.
I think you're the type of girl who always has perfect control of yourself, Emilie. And that is what I admire about you.
In the past, I always have, but meeting you like this, feeling your arms around me... Oh, Paul, you make me feel that perhaps it may be worth the candle.
Let's creep away now.
But my betrothal...
We can disappear for 6 months and face the scandal afterwards.
Papa would never forgive me. I can't do it, Paul.
Do you love me?
Yes, yes.
Well, then prove it. Come with me.
But I can't. I love my papa and my mama, too. And if they never forgave me... Oh, Paul, let's be reasonable. Give me time.
For what?
Well, that is my betrothal to Louis Prevost. Let's do the thing properly. I shall break with him. And then my engagement shall be announced. My engagement with you.
Oh, so I didn't sweep you off your feet after all.
You did, you did. But isn't it better to do this sensibly?
You know, Emilie, I admire you. There's a lot of grey matter underneath that fair hair of yours. Yes, perhaps it is the better way.
I have a perfect excuse to break my engagement. Louis Prevost has told me that he has been disinherited.
Oh, then you are engaged to a penniless young man.
Not penniless. He has some means, but I shall have to get around Papa and make him understand that the provisions which Louis can make for me are not enough for my tastes. I have extravagant tastes, Paul.
You can let your extravagance run riot. Emilie, I could deny you nothing.
Oh, Paul, you do excite me. Can we really go to England for our honeymoon? Can we really?
To the ends of the earth, if necessary. I have 6 ships, and they all go in different directions. All you have to do is to shut your eyes, stick a pin in the map, and you shall be transported in due time.
Oh, Paul.
Emilie.
I will be happy with you. I know I will. We both have the same...
Devilry?
Paul.
Oh, Jezebel. You precious, lovely little Jezebel. Let me kiss you again.
So this is Emilie Latouche. Emilie adored and worshipped by Louis Prevost. It seems that Louis is to receive grave news in the near future. But what of Louis's brother, the twin of whom Lady Frances have not heard? He still lies a prisoner in the Gadici household. And not far from the sick room, we find Dino Gadici talking with his brother Pietro. Dino's daughter, Marianne, is the subject of their conversation.
I can't understand it at all. For no reason at all, she flares up. Look what happened at breakfast this morning.
She is not well, Dino. I think I know the reason.
What is it?
I think she resents the fact that you have a De Franchi under your roof.
But there is purpose in that. She knows well enough that he's being nursed back to health, only so that we can flog him before the entire Gadici family. A fitting punishment.
A great satisfaction for us. And I have noticed that Marianne has been very strange since he's been under our roof. Sometimes I think it would have been better if we'd killed him outright in the valley.
Oh, and so rob our family of the pleasure of seeing him thrashed. I might tell you, Pietro, that I have sent word to every member of our family. They will all be under this roof next week. And as Lucien de Franchi is progressing, perhaps in a fortnight he will be well enough to receive the lash.
Ah, Marianne.
Hello?
We were talking about you, Marianne. You haven't been yourself.
What do you mean?
This last week you've been wearing a perpetual scowl.
I think I can guess why. It is our prisoner.
The prisoner? You mean Lucien de Franchi?
Yes.
Uncle, how dare you? What are you insinuating? Do you think I have any respect, any regard for that filthy...
No. Who said you had any respect for him? Your father and I were thinking that perhaps you were upset because we were sheltering him under our own roof. I cannot forget your outburst when you offered to nurse him.
I thought at the time you were taking too much on yourself. Lucio, who feeds the pigs, is good enough for him.
Is she looking after him well?
As well as can be expected, I suppose. You should see the sick room. It's as filthy, but almost like the sties.
Oh, the fool. The man is ill. He needs careful nursing.
Well, whatever he needs, my dear Marianne, he is certainly getting better. Today he was sitting in a chair.
He was?
Yes. Also, from what the hag tells me, he walked a few steps. We were saying that in a fortnight he should receive his final humiliation.
Oh, that reminds me, Marianne. Could you arrange for all the guest rooms to be aired and cleaned? Practically every member of the family will be here to see this final humiliation.
Father.
Yes?
Is this necessary?
Necessary? I don't understand.
Well, all this nursing the man back to health so that you can do him to death. Don't you think that perhaps you've punished him enough?
Punished him enough? You're not suggesting... Marianne, you're not suggesting we should let him go free?
Free? So that he will probably someday cut your own father's throat?
Oh, he wouldn't. He couldn't do that.
Wouldn't he? You should see his eyes when I walk into that room. Eyes of hate, malice. He'd do away with us all if he could, that same gentleman. Would you be very happy then, Marianne, to find your father on his bed with his throat slit? And the Franchi and High Glee in his own home, laughing over the feet?
No. No, then of course he must die. But kill him soon, soon.
Marianne, where are you going?
Let her go. She is not herself. Not herself at all, these outbursts.
I know what is the matter. It irks her to think of that filthy presence down there. Still, another fortnight, and our house will be clean once again.
Yes, our house and our family name. A score will have been settled that has lasted for hundreds of years.
Annette?
Yes, Lily?
Bring me over some more sweetmeats. There are some by the window.
Oh, Lily, you're so lazy. Not up yet, and it's 11 o'clock. All right. Where did you say?
Over by the window. Oh, is it really 11?
2 minutes after.
Here you are. Oh, Emily, I do envy you. You never have to think about sweetmeats. You just eat them, and it makes no difference to your figure.
Have one.
Oh, I dare not. I didn't expect to see you over here this morning. And I didn't expect to find you in bed. But then you were late last night, weren't you? At the Duchess's reception.
Yes.
And yet you left before me, and not with a chaperone.
I had a chaperone of a kind.
I know. Captain Chateau Renaud. A pet, don't you think? You told me that a long time ago, when you said you would arrange an introduction for me. When you said that he might make a suitable husband for me.
For you?
Yes. What is so funny about that, Amelia? I might remind you that you are betrothed to Louis Prevost. Monsieur Prevost, who is a long, long way away at the present moment. Perhaps you have not realized it, but tongues are wagging.
Let them wag.
What is more, I came over here today to tell you that I think the decent thing to do would be to stand aside and let others have a chance. After all, you're betrothed. There will be a husband for you.
Annette, you're not suggesting... Why, Annette, don't tell me you're setting your cap at Captain Chateau Renaud.
You suggested yourself a long time ago.
That was before I met him.
Oh, Annette, don't waste your time.
I'm not so sure that I would be wasting my time. At the reception last night, the captain was charming to me.
Charming?
But he is charming to everyone. If you only knew what he said.
What did he say?
I cannot tell you. No, no.
I demand that you tell me...
He said something about me.
The expression on your face. Anyone would think it was something dreadful.
It wasn't really, just funny.
What did he say?
Just that if ever he needed ballast for one of his ships, he would appeal to you.
Stop that. Stop that. You're
hateful. Oh, I'm sorry, Annette. But that should do you good, really, it should. As I told you before, you eat too much. You don't watch your figure. Starve for a week. Perhaps the ballast might go. Well, I must be off to my bath. Dry your tears, darling. What I have said is for your own good. Go on a diet, and there will be plenty of Captain Renault's dancing attendants on you.
I hate her. I hate her. Dog in the manger. While her fiancé...
Her fiancé in Corsica? Of course. I will write him. I will write him this instant and tell him exactly what is happening. Then we will see.
It seems that the news of Amelia's change of heart will soon reach Louis Prevost. How will this affect Louis, who is so desperately in love with Mademoiselle Latouche? You will hear more of this in the next episode of The Corsican Brothers.